My name is Charity Fuller. I am a senior at Westwood High School. I live in Mesa, Arizona, and I know that it's so hard to find modest prom dresses these days. I have so many memories of going to stores and looking and finding the good one and it being too expensive, or finding one that worked and then just thinking, why would I spend all this money on something I have to alter? And so I thought of an idea of maybe just getting some of the girls from previous years that have found those modest dresses and have gone through all of the searching or sewing to make their dresses modest, if maybe they had those in their closet still and we could use those. Because I just saw that other girls would always borrow, and I just thought it would be good to have one place where you could go and know that you could borrow some modest, good dresses and not have to pay, so...
Welcome to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. For her Personal Progress Value Project, Charity Fuller was able to collect 195 modest dresses that were made available to young women in the Mesa, Arizona area.
When we're in Young Women's, we are given Personal Progress, and there's lots of different values, and there's different activities you do with them, and at the end, you do a big project on it. And so I had one left, and it was on choice and accountability. I just decided that I would make it easier for girls to get dresses for prom, and so thinking that it would be a 10-hour project, I started on it, and since then, it's really grown, and it's a lot more work.
It was an idea that Charity had been thinking about for a while.
I'd always thought it would be cool to get the young women to just do, like, a closet, where when the young women left, they would just put their dress in the closet and then the other young women could use it. And that was always in the back of my mind.
Charity set out to solve two problems. The first was helping young women find modest dresses, and the second, dresses that were affordable.
I was frustrated because I've gone to a lot of dances and I would go shopping with my friend, and there was one store we would always go to because we knew they had modest prom dresses, but I went and, like, every dress was in the hundreds, and I was just like, I don't want to spend, like, $300, $200 on a prom dress.
At the same time, Charity's Young Women's president, Sue Brown, had a variation on the same type of idea.
My Aunt Sue, also my Young Women's president, she called me over, and they said that they had an idea of just going around asking institutes and people that have already graduated for dresses if we could have them and maybe rent them out. And so I thought it was a really cool idea, and we just started meeting together, and it's come a long way since then.
I have a son that works with community service a lot, and he came to me with an idea of having prom dresses for the community. And, of course, being in Young Women, the first thought that came to my mind is what a great Personal Progress project that would be. And Charity had one last project to do, choice and accountability. And since she's next door, it was a good opportunity. And we talked to her about it, and she actually said that she had been thinking about the same thing. So we felt like we had good ideas all around, and she got right in there and has been working hard on it. She's been in on the base planning of everything and making the decisions and how we're going to run the logistics of checking the dresses out, and she's worked hard in getting the dresses all put together and in size order and helping with all of the startup things with this, which has been a big job for her.
After hours of planning, Charity and Sue decided to take a deposit of $30 and then require that each dress be dry cleaned before it is returned. As long as the dress came back in good condition, the money would be refunded. Sue says this project is a great fit for the community.
We felt like it's a great service for the people in our community, because there's a wide range of economic situations with the families here, particularly in the high school that Charity goes to. The real benefit is going to be that they can dress modestly, feel beautiful, and know that they can be modest in their lives and still feel good and happy and confident about how they look.
The first step was collecting all the dresses.
most of the high school students are still using their prom dresses, and if they've bought some in the past, then they're still wanting to save them. And so we decided that it would be best to go to the older kids. And we went through the Institute and through Facebook with friends of people who were older, and the word spread quickly.
Good morning. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Let me show you what I have. I have a short one.
Oh, that is cute.
And then...
Oh, I really like
this
that
This was Sue's senior prom.
Oh, I would wear this one.
And then this...
Oh, that one's really pretty, too. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful that you're doing something like this.
Oh, we couldn't do it without you guys, so...
It's really hard to find modest dresses at the stores.
I know. I appreciate...
I hope they'll be enjoyed.
They will, trust me. Thank you.
Sue was amazed at the generosity of others.
The result was 195 dresses in within 2 or 3 months.
The next step was to find a place to store the dresses. Sue's son had just left on his mission, so she volunteered his room as a fitting room. Sue's son had just left on his mission, so she volunteered his room as a fitting room.
We figured that since we're getting down to the end of our family and we only have one child at home now, that we had an extra room and could do something with that. And so at first we were just going to put the dresses in there, but as we talked more about it, we got excited about making it a really fun room and doing fun things with it.
They painted the room pink, put up mirrors, and hung the 195 dresses, calling it Sue's Closet. Some of the dresses donated were already modest, but others needed some modifications.
Well, for mutual a few times, the young women would get together and all the leaders, and we'd get a few ladies in the ward who knew how to sew just to bring their sewing machines and teach all the young women how to make shrugs for all the dresses. And I felt like it was really successful. A lot of the girls didn't know how to sew before, and shrugs are pretty simple, but they all help make some of the dresses modest.
We have the young women working on learning to make shrugs, and that's been kind of a fun thing. A lot of young women haven't even cut out patterns or anything, and so to have them seeing the process of making a shrug from beginning to end and then having it useful in this project has been really fun.
Charity posted flyers, and then girls would call her to set up an appointment to come look at the dresses.
I like this one.
Me too.
We should just be able to skin all of our dresses.
Those are fun. Yeah. I think I like this one.
Okay. Hey, guys, what do you think of this one?
Oh, I like that one.
I like this one.
That one is so
and it's got the jacket
you.
With it, so that's nice.
I like the bows.
I'm just like, hey, you should come to my house. I have like 200. You can just come on over, and they get really excited. I don't know. We had a lot of fun just the first few days when we got the dresses and trying all of them on. It's just, it's a fun project. I'm excited that I got the opportunity to do it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Let me see yours. Oh, it matches.
I really love just taking the girls in and showing them dresses. They're really excited, and it's just fun. And it makes me feel good that... Like, I know what it's like to go shopping and how hard it is to find. And it's just nice to know that I have that many dresses in there that I know that they'll like at least some of them. I just love it. It's fun, and I enjoy seeing their excitement.
Then it would stay up, and you wouldn't feel, self-conscious the whole night.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do that when you're dancing.
Looks like it's good.
Yeah, I think, perfect. And you know what? Your aunt added this top right here, so it, like, makes it even more modest.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It
just,
so
thank you. It adds an extra, inch.
Like, see this one?
Charity says prom dress shopping can be very frustrating.
We just barely started this project, and so we're trying to get a lot of the dresses modest again. And so... A lot of the girls, when they take a dress, they'll fix it. A lot of the dresses they take and they'll make sleeves, or if they're low cut, they'll do some sort of more fabric there, or they'll make them longer. And a lot of them, we've been making shrugs. A shrug is something that it's like a jacket. It's a formal jacket, and you can just put it over. It covers the back and the arms, and it just makes a lot of dresses more modest, so...
She hopes this project will help girls have a better experience.
There are a lot of frustrations when I was trying to find prom dresses. I would go and they would either be too low cut, they'd be too high, they wouldn't fit right. It was just such a pain to find one that was just modest and just fit. When I was searching for the dresses, I'd find a lot that were low cut or didn't have sleeves, and I just didn't want to wear them because I wanted to be modest and I wanted to follow the standards that we have on modesty, because I've seen how they doing that has blessed the lives of others and me so far.
Charity says she and her friends felt great at prom because they were dressed modestly.
When I went to prom, a lot of the girls in our group actually used some of the dresses from my project, and I really appreciate our standards on modesty, and you do feel different when you go and you're modest, but it's a good different, and there's a confidence that comes, and when you have other friends that are modest, it makes it so much easier. I felt comfortable, and I had a fun time dancing the whole time, and I didn't have to worry about that while other girls were worried about this and that, and I think that when you're modest, you can have a lot, just a fun time. When I was there, I felt a kind of beauty that was, it was just like, I knew that I had the light of Christ, and I felt pretty. It sounds funny, but it's just, when you know you're doing right, and you're living a good life, and trying to do what the Lord wants you to do, there's a light that comes into your life, and people do notice it.
She says modesty is a way to exemplify her divine nature.
When I see someone who's modest, I feel like they understand who they are. And it's kind of a way of saying, I know that I am of greater worth. As me and my friends are modest, we're always comfortable, we have a fun time, we love each other for who we are, and modesty is, I think, a really big part to living a virtuous life. I've learned ways to make it easy for other girls to be modest.
Charity's mom, Marin, says she has noticed a difference when girls are dressed modestly.
I see the kids as they come over before their dates, and, you know, because they always go in groups, and I notice that the girls that are able to wear dresses that are modest, they feel a lot more comfortable, and they feel confident, and I think it makes everybody with them comfortable, too.
She says Charity has been a great example to her little sisters.
Charity has set a really good example for her younger sisters and helped to establish how important it is to be able to dress modestly, and that it's important to help the other girls to be able to do that, too.
Sue says other girls in the ward have been able to look up to Charity through the project.
The benefit of having a young woman who has a virtuous heart is tremendous. And Charity has done that in all areas, but especially I've appreciated that she's been able to work on this project. She's been a great example for everybody around her. She believed in virtue and in modesty, and that affects young women's groups. And I appreciate her and other young women who are valiant in keeping their standards high, such as modesty. And with Charity, of course, she has a whole slew of younger sisters that are watching, and she has tremendous effect on the people around her. She does a lot of good by her example and her good works.
Charity's high school is about 10% LDS, which makes the virtuous youth stand out.
I really feel that people have noticed that I'm different in the way that I do things. At dances, it's really obvious to see the Mormon crowd. I hate to say Mormon crowd, but we're all modest, and we dance cleanly. And when I was there, and I was just looking around, and I was thinking, and I was just so grateful that we have standards, and that I don't have to be like the girl that the world tells me that I have to be.
Charity's mom says she is grateful the LDS youth set a good example to others.
I think at the high school that the kids know who the LDS kids are. They're different in the way that they dress and that they talk, and they have a reputation for clean living. And I know there's a lot of reasons to dress modestly, but I think it's important because it shows that we're willing to be obedient, and I think that's really important that we're willing to follow the leaders in our church and our prophet and do the things they've asked us, even if it means being different and standing out a little.
Sue has tried to teach her young women how to be virtuous.
virtue is a pattern of thought and behavior based on moral standards. And that's pretty much what we try to do with these young women, is give them an opportunity to develop patterns in their lives that will help them as they go to the temple and as they go throughout the rest of their lives. Modesty is a really big deal for these girls at this age, and there's a lot of pressure wherever they're going to school. And sometimes they have to stand out as being modest. You can be beautiful and fashionable and yet modest.
Charity says being virtuous motivates her.
I was reading and I learned that virtue actually means strength. Sister Dalton was saying how it meant strength, and I really believe that as you are different from the world and you stand for families and live a life that you're told to, there's just a joy that comes into your life and even a light.
She says she has learned a lot about service through this project.
I really feel like none of this would have happened if it wasn't for the service of other people. I've learned that service makes you happy, and it makes you feel like you're doing something important. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Sue says many of her young women have been able to learn about service through this experience.
With any service project, there's great benefits to both sides, and there's benefits to the girls who can come and use the dresses and benefit from that, but there's great benefits from the girls who have worked alongside Charity and learned different skills and had the opportunity to serve. There's been a lot of benefits to this, and one of them has been the excitement that all the girls have felt, and the different girls that Charity has had working with her on the specific projects. They've been able to serve, they've caught the vision of what this is, and it's just been really fun to work with it and to watch it and to see that they can participate in something that's a worthwhile project.
Many people were able to get involved in the project. Charity was overwhelmed by the willingness of others to serve.
I went in and I was talking to all the relief societies in our stake, and I just said, does anyone want to take one dress and just alter it so it's modest? You can make a shrug, you can make sleeves, you can do whatever, and I got so many volunteers. They're just so helpful. This project would not have gone at all if it wasn't to all the help that everyone has given the service. First of all, all the dresses are donated. They're all really nice dresses, and I wouldn't have been able to do all of it on my own. There was so much organizing and getting the room fixed and numbering them, and it was just a big project, and I feel like everybody around me is just so eager and happy to help, so I'm glad to them.
Charity's mom says this wasn't an easy task for her daughter, but she feels Charity has grown a lot from it.
Charity had a really busy year this year. She's involved in music and in sports, and she started going to a technical college in conjunction with her high school, so she was really busy through finals, but she was able to make time to do this, and I think it was really rewarding for her to be able to spend that time doing that. I'm really glad that Charity's been involved in this and been able to give her time. I think it's a really great service, a really great need for this kind of thing. And I'm hopeful that it will be something that can bless even more people as they learn about it.
Charity says the project also helped her become closer with her aunt.
I love working with my aunt as a young women's leader. I have always just looked up to her. She is an amazing example of someone. She's a role model to me. She is so concerned and so kind in everything that she does. And I admire her for her ability to love others. And I've really enjoyed the chance that I've had to work with her on this. So,
although Charity is moving on, Sue is grateful that her younger sister Jessica has volunteered to continue Sue's Closet.
We knew when we originally decided to approach her about it that she was almost done and she would be graduating in just a couple of months, but we still felt strongly like she was the one to be the pioneer of this project. And so we're hoping now that she can pass this on to first of all, I think it'll be a younger sister, and that this will last a lot of years and be passed down from young woman to young woman, because there's a lot of hours that need to go into it. And so we're just hoping that it can be a project that lasts a while and gives a lot of young women the opportunity to serve.
Charity's mom says this will be a great thing for the community for years to come.
This will make it so that girls that are who really don't have the money, and a lot of them don't have the experience, they can't sew, they don't have the technical skills, they can still find a modest dress.
Charity says she is grateful that she was able to be involved in the project and is excited to see it grow in the future.
I'm leaving to college when I graduate, but I'm going to pass it on to other young women so they can use it as their project and hopefully gain the same experience and the fun and the lessons that I've learned from doing this. I didn't think that we would be this successful at first, and it's just super fun to see how excited the girls are that they can get a dress for free pretty much, and they don't have to go to a big store and waste a lot of money for one dress for one night. I took on this project not knowing how big it was going to be. Seeing that I just barely started and the success that it has, I'm just super excited for my sisters as it passes on to them while I go to college. I know that they know what they're doing and it will probably grow a lot more, and I'm just excited. It's a fun project and it's going to help a lot of girls. So
Trudy's a really, really great kid, and I'm really proud of her. She does a lot of good. She's a good example, not just to her sisters, but to her friends.
You have been listening to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel. To download this episode or to see a video of this story, visit us at mormonchannel.org. To share your story with the Mormon Channel, email us at mormonchannel@ldschurch.org. Thanks for listening.